Welcome to the TP Podcast. Today we are recording a special episode devoted to spelling aloud names. I'm going to read out some explanations you will find on the TP website, and I'm going to suggest some exercises. If you wish to record the spelling of your name and send it in, you are welcome. What's your name in English means two things. Tell me your name, or tell me your name and your family name, as in John Smith or Margaret Simpson. This means that when somebody asks you your name, you need to assess the situation. Do they need just your name, your given name, your personal name? Or are they asking for your complete name? For instance, if a police officer asks you, "What's your name?" you should not answer with just your given name, John or Margaret. When the situation is not clear, the best option is to say your complete name so that the person making the question can pick whatever it is he or she needs. In Spain, people use two different names. Also, in the United States, they are called second names, and in the United Kingdom, in Britain, they are called surnames. In Spain, we use our father's family name and then our mother's. Then it is common that people's given name has several words, and that people actually use a completely different first name in their daily life. A woman called María Jesús is often called Chus, and María de los Dolores turns out to be Lola. María del Carmen is sometimes Carmen, Mari Carmen, or Mamen. Common masculine names are Francisco, which is Paco, and José, which is Pepe. Confusing, isn't it? For instance, if your name is Carmen Irene Esther, you could be using one of those three or none. Or Luis Enrique could be Quique or Enrique or Luis. So if you see that a Spanish person's ID card says one name and the person is telling you a different name, relax. They're probably not lying. Many Spanish last names end in EZ or EZ, which means child of, as in González, child of Gonzalos, or Fernández, child of Fernandos. It's a very old thing from medieval times. Then it is common that many Spanish second names are introduced by the particle de, which means of, belonging to, which originally referred to women belonging to a man via marriage. If your mom's name was Irene López Garrido and she had married Tomás Sastre Pons, then she would be called Irene López de Sastre, even though her ID would record her original family names. Then, like in numerous other cultures, a lot of last names are names of occupations. Sastre means tailor. Panadero means bread maker. Guerrero means warrior. Or also personal traits, like moreno means tanned. Delgado means thin. In the USA, people tend to have a first name, Charles, Charlie, a middle name, which is not a surname, but a second first name, and which is usually mentioned as an initial, as in Catherine Z or Z Jones. And what does that letter stand for? Who knows? Do you know? And finally, their second name is just the father's family name. Well, the ABC. Let's review the pronunciation of these letters. A, B, B, not V, okay? B. A, B, C, C, not Z. Z is Z, Z. But for cinema and for car and cat, we use C. A, B, C. A, B, C, D, E, F, D, E, F, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, O, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, H, I, J, K, H, I, J, J, as in DJ. H I J K, H I J K, L M N O P, L M N O P, Q R S T, Q R S T, U V V, U V. Q R S T U V W W W X Y Z W X Y Z or in Britain and in Europe W X Y Z W X Y Z. W is very common today in spelling, because when we give a web address, we say www. Some people say www. But it's more fun to say www. And then the web address. Spanish signs with vowels, we use the acute accent, which is like a little tiny forward slash over the vowel. So when we are spelling aloud our name, if our name carries an accent, an acute accent, we need to tell them. When we finish spelling our name, we need to say there is an accent over the I. For instance, in Maria, you say Maria. M-A-R-I-A, Maria, M-A-R-I-A, and then you say, there's an accent over the I, a little accent over the I. And then we've got a special consonant, the letter ñ, 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 the letter ñ. In English, the little horizontal wiggly line over the N is called a tilde, a tilde. Yes, I know that in Spanish tilde means accent, not this wiggly line over the N, but in English that's the name. Of course, some people might not know it, so you could just describe it and say a little horizontal line over the N, okay? Or a wiggly line over the N. Okay, how to succeed in spelling your name aloud? When we spell aloud, we need to walk in the listener's shoes. Empathy. Avoid spelling too slowly. Sometimes it's very confusing. The best option is to use a not-so-slow rhythm and repeat as many times as necessary. Most importantly, before and after your actual spelling, you should say the complete word. And before all that, you should always announce what you are going to do. Here is the general formula you should adapt to your name. I'm going to repeat each sentence twice, so you can repeat the second time I say it. You may be asked, what's your name? What's your name? Could you please tell me your name? Could you please tell me your name? Would you be so kind as to tell me your name? Would you be so kind as to tell me your name? Can you spell your name for me, please? Can you spell your name for me, please? Could I possibly have your name? Could I possibly have your name? If you find more of these questions, please send them in and we can record them. Then your answer can be, certainly, certainly, sure, sure, no problem, no problem, of course, and then you will say, my name is, and you say your complete name. Then you inform about the number of words you are going to spell aloud. You say, that's 5 words, or that's 3 words, okay, whatever. Then you announce what you are going to do next. You say, I'm going to spell the first word. I'm going to spell the first word. And you say the complete word, for instance, Maria. You say the complete word. Then you spell it. You go M-A-R-I-A. And then you repeat the word you have just spelled. You repeat it. You say M-A-R-I-A, Maria. M-A-R-I-A, Maria. In this way, you are very clear. Then you say, the second word is, and it might be necessary to add, this is my family name, okay? So that the person who is filling in a form knows that it's the beginning of your family name. So you say, the second word is González, and you spell it. G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, González, and you pronounce the complete word when you finish spelling, and you repeat as many times as necessary. And then you can finish by repeating the complete sequence, depending on how difficult it was for the person taking your name down. Example. My name is Maria Patricia Rodriguez Sarmiento. That's 4 words. The first 2 are my personal name. The first one is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Maria. It's got an accent on the I. The second one is the name I actually use, Patricia. Patricia is P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Patricia. Let me repeat. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Patricia. My family names are Rodriguez Sarmiento. The first one is Rodriguez. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, or Z. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, Rodriguez. Let me say it again. R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, or Z. Rodriguez. There's an accent on the I too. Rodriguez. Then Sarmiento is S-A-R-M-I-E-N-T-O. Sarmiento. Again, S-A-R-M-I-E N-T-O. So my complete name is Maria Patricia Rodriguez Sarmiento. In any case, you should try to be brief and informative, but the most important thing is that you are clear, that you help the person to jot down your name, okay? Then there is a spelling method, which is to use a phonetic alphabet. We use phonetic alphabets in different ways. In Spain, we say My name is Beatriz, B for Barcelona, B as in Barcelona, B like in Barcelona. But in English, especially in international English, it is typical that you just say Barcelona, and the person knows that he or she only has to copy the first letter in the word you are pronouncing. For instance, if your name is Barbara, you could spell it like this: Barcelona, Argentina, Rome. Do you understand what I mean? You don't say B for Barcelona, A for Argentina, R for Rome. You say Barcelona, Argentina, Rome, and the person writing down your name jots down the first letter of each word, okay? People do not know phonetic alphabets by heart, so they consistently improvise. On the Talking People forums, we started a thread writing down NATO's phonetic alphabet. NATO is in Spanish La OTAN, because that's a very famous alphabet, and you can listen to it and you can learn it if you check out the link we are offering you. And you can also practice spelling out your name using this alphabet, because they've got an interactive tool to do so. And then on this thread on the TP forum, you will also find an alphabet that we have imagined, an alphabet or different alphabets that we can use as lifelong English learners. Okay, so well, just check it out, and if you like, you can comment, you can post a message. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.